Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
One of the bad things about getting cast as the perpetually negative person on a show, the wet blanket, the dark cloud in search of its silver lining, or vice versa, the silver lining in search of its dark cloud, is that people begin to think that you are simply incapable of positivity, that you are somebody so predisposed to be negative that you'll find the problem with anything that anybody says. You'll always look on the glum, the dour side of life. When the sun is shining ahead, you'll say, well, it's too hot out, and so forth. I have been accused of being that man many times. I would like to point out that today's show, certainly at the beginning of this PM team, should disprove once and for all the notion that I am incapable of positivity, that I am always Mr. Dour, that I, Chris Muller, am here only to rain on everyone's collective parade. Good afternoon. It's good to be back in the chair again. I appreciate Donnie stepping into the limelight yesterday. Pony was at Medieval Times getting a little paper crown on his head. He's on vacation. I was in transit back from my vacation. I am refreshed. I am about as tan as my pasty skin will allow. I am ready to go. And I am here to tell you, I swear to God, that in 41 minutes of listening to Aaron Rodgers talk, what he said right there actually has me optimistic about the way things might go for the Steelers in 2025, particularly when compared with how I've been viewing them this entire time. Hearing Aaron Rodgers just straight up say, I think this is it, this is probably it, is a good thing. It might be the best thing that's happened so far in what you would call this this will-he-won't-he-sign-here saga. There is some formality here now. There are some guardrails. There are some guidelines. There is a timeline. There is the master of ambiguity and occasionally vague statements, and I'm just going to leave it up in the air, and I'm going to let you kind of fill in the blanks however you want. That guy who likes to do that kind of thing as a media strategy has actually put like a finite endpoint on this, as close to it as he can. I guess he could have an MVP level season and say, I want to keep doing this. I think I don't need to go into extreme detail to explain to you why that would be a good thing for the Steelers if he comes back for another season or wants to come back for another season because he played like an MVP at 41 years old, because he had a sudden Tom Brady sort of level renaissance, although Brady never really downturned. By the way, Donnie Football is here, of course. He will sound off on this in a few. I heard him and Dom, you want to talk about a scary team right there, sharing mostly most of the letters of the alphabet with their first names yesterday. That was an interesting thing to hear when I was getting back into town late in that show. I'm not going to sit here, even though I said this is all about positivity, I'm not going to sit here, though, and just blow sunshine right up everyone's collective rear end here about this, and I'll tell you that the Steelers are Super Bowl bound, because I don't think they are, because if you've looked at the AFC lately, you are aware of just how many mountains they would have to traverse to get there. But if last year was the two-pronged Justin Fields, Russell Wilson experience, and in the case of the Justin Fields experience, it didn't work because Mike Tomlin just never fully trusted the player because the player didn't have enough resume. And in the case of the Russell Wilson experience, it never really worked because Mike Tomlin, the player, Arthur Smith, and the player all butted heads, especially the offensive coordinator and the quarterback, because the quarterback was a very special breed of kind of narcissist and image-obsessed PR guy. If you believe that that's the reason that that didn't work, some of this stuff from Rodgers today, and really when he talked last week or whatever it was 2 weeks ago, should be music to your ears right now. I really do think that this arrangement has a much better chance of success, and I am aware that they made the playoffs last year with Russell Wilson and Fields, despite all that behind-the-scenes dysfunction, I think it has a chance to work better than the Wilson experience did. Because here's where this comes from, this weird feeling of optimism that I have. Everything I heard from Rodgers today actually convinced me. You know, some of this business, when people talk and we react to what they say, it's how convinced are you? Do you buy what they're selling? Do you believe what they're saying is authentic? Or do you think that there's an air of BS to it? For example, when Cam Hayward talks, I think we all assume authenticity there. Guy has a very hard time pulling punches, to his credit. He'll tell you how it is. Occasionally, when Ben Roethlisberger would talk, you pretty much got the straight truth, but it might be obfuscated a little bit. You had to read between the lines and sometimes figure out what he was trying to say. And then there are people like when George Pickens would say, no, I'm great. Me and the Steelers are great. You knew it was BS. Mike Tomlin's weekly news conference is an exercise in picking out one or two little lines of truth from a lot of BS that he has become very fond of spewing because he just sees very little value in telling the truth about anything to the media. I actually think Aaron Rodgers is being sincere when he says a couple of different things, that he wants to end with some good vibes, that being at a cornerstone franchise matters to him, and that this really is it for him. He does not sound at all to me like either of the quarterbacks the Steelers had in that room last year starting football games. Justin Fields was looking for a fresh start, and with that, there comes some urgency to prove, no, it was my team that drafted me that didn't really understand how to utilize me. I'm not the problem here. Russell Wilson had something to prove. He was making a lot of money for free. He was playing for free for the Steelers, basically, to prove it. He, very pressingly, wanted another monster deal. That was a part of it for Russell Wilson last year. That was a major piece of it. I'm sure Aditi could come on tomorrow and speak to this if I ask her about it. Russell Wilson was happy to play for the vet minimum in part because he thought he could latch on as a starter here, play really well, do it his way, cook, in other words, and then somebody else would pay him. It never worked that way. In fact, the game where he might have cooked the most was the game that seemed to anger the Steelers the most. His best game, they didn't like it. He might have been going off script. He wasn't staying within the theme and the realm of the offense. No bueno. They didn't like it. That caused problems. He and Arthur Smith having to FaceTime each other's spouses to make sure that we're just working together. We just really like to work on the tape here. All BS, obviously. They didn't get along. I actually think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a better teammate than Russell Wilson was. I don't think Wilson was a particularly great teammate. I think Wilson was very much in it for himself for the most part, in his kind of weird, non-offensive way in it for himself too. You're never going to hear about Russ doing anything wrong in the public eye, but I think behind the scenes, there was a failure to connect there for a variety of reasons. I think Rodgers is going to be better because it's his last hurrah. I think he wants it to be better because it's his last hurrah. There's finality here for Rodgers, so there are no ulterior motives. He isn't trying to get paid a new contract. Aaron Rodgers isn't trying to prove that he's worth nine figures to another team. Aaron Rodgers wants to go out better than he did last year, which was on a chump team and like a chump himself. I know he was in the top 10 in what, touchdowns and yards or whatever. He had a bad year, and they were an embarrassment like they always are because a kid named Brick was probably making personnel decisions. I think Aaron Rodgers saying this is probably it for me and essentially saying this is how I want to go out 1 year with the Steelers. That's why I signed a one-year deal. That's why the deal wasn't really for an insane amount of money is going to make the sailing between he and Mike Tomlin a lot smoother. I think those waters won't be choppy. I think there should be a mutual understanding now. I'm sure there already is because he's been talking to Tomlin constantly, even before he was on the team. There's a mutual understanding of what he's trying to get out of this. We all know what Mike's trying to get out of this. The player is playing for legacy now and for his last act to be one that people enjoyed, that he enjoyed. The coach now doesn't have to worry about the guy's ego as much like he clearly did with Russ. Rodgers' resume means the coach shouldn't have to worry, because this is what the coach, of course, bases things on, about whether or not the guy can handle the freight. We know he can, or we know he could in the past, and that's what matters to Mike. The coach can just go out there and say, hey, I think you're great. I think it's obvious that he holds him in higher esteem than he did Russell Wilson, and he should. Rodgers is better. He's a first ballot guy. Russell Wilson, I don't think, will get in on the first ballot. He should be able to just go out there and coach. They find a happy medium, and they try to do their best with this thing. I think Rodgers is actually, by this statement alone, and just by some of the way he's acted, I think he's just, there's a greater authenticity, like I said, when he talks about his teammates. What was it with Russ? It was, yeah, you know, I mean, George, I mean, he's incredible. He's breathless. He's so talented. I mean, he does things. It's just incredible. As much as Rodgers is droning on sometimes when he's on with Pat and he's just kind of letting his mind go wherever, it feels more legitimate. Like he's actually, like he likes these guys. He went through and named the entire receiving room, and Connor Hayward's a Swiss Army knife and this, that, and Darnell Washington made a great hands catch and all that. It just feels a little bit more legitimate. And it's very obvious to me now, and I feel like it should be obvious to everybody listening, that what went big wrong with the Steelers last year boiled down more than anything to a conflict of personalities. And I think that there is far greater chance that this year is a bunch of personalities that actually mesh than whatever we dealt with last year. And I'm surprised to be saying that because I kind of bought into the whole Aaron Rodgers loves to be in the news. Aaron Rodgers loves to be the center of attention. Aaron Rodgers is kind of a pain in the ass. That all might be true when it comes to stuff other than actually playing football. But weirdly enough, listening to him talk today, I came away from it thinking this guy might actually have the mind in the right place, have the right mindset, and might actually be good for the Steelers now that he knows it's his last act. Yes, optimism. I think it could work more than I thought it could work this morning before Aaron Rodgers said, this is probably it. The phone number is 412-928-9370. That is the Fan text line. It's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Do you share my optimism? Aaron Rodgers goes on Pat McAfee. He says, I think this is probably it. Says it's probably his last season. I think everyone's going to treat it that way. I would say it's as definitive as you could say something without saying it fully definitively. I think that bodes well for the Steelers. I think the personalities are going to be lined up. I think everybody's going to be pulling in the same direction. And I'm now not so sure, given what we know about last season, that that was the case in 2024 with Russell Wilson or even with Justin Fields. Does Aaron Rodgers' announcement that this is it for him after this season with the Steelers actually have you more optimistic about how it might go? 412-928-9370. I think it could be better. I think it probably will be better, actually, than last year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. I'm going to play the clip from McAfee's show today of Rodgers saying this is probably it one more time, just because I think before we hear what Donnie had as a takeaway, I think there's a relevant little chunk in here that I just want to reiterate to people. Hold on. And I have my computer muted because people are sending me videos. And I forgot, Donnie, if they autoplay on Twitter with volume, but there was one somebody sent me. I clicked on. I was like, oh, crap, if this goes out over the air, I know there's profanity in this thing. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and the great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
As an off-topic note, I got a text from a Mulsey Mole just now that simply said 100-degree heat index, and Joe Starkey is hitting golf balls at Vitt Myers in Kennedy.
Some guys just want it more, Malzi.
He's just out there pounding the rock on the range, hitting off of mats. Well, he might be hitting off grass. You can hit off grass there, too. Malzi Mole just out there telling me little tips about what's going on. I played that again for a couple of reasons, and we'll get to what Donnie had to say about this Rodgers interview with McAfee today in a minute. Get to your phone calls as well at 412-928-9370. I do want to know if you're like me, and hearing him today actually made you start putting pieces together, thinking, this might go better than I think it will. Because that's how I came away from it. Like, I'm not saying I'm some big convert, like he's going to be one of the five best quarterbacks in the league, but I think if he's between 12 and 14, you got a shot. Because I don't think by the end of it last year, Russell Wilson was close to that. I think he was neutered, frustrated, but also unreliable in certain ways. If Rodgers is top, I won't say top third, if he's just a little bit better than top half, I think that the Steelers have a decent chance of things here. But I actually believe, Don, that the cornerstone franchise of the league thing matters there to him. He knows what it was like to play for one for all those years. He also knows the Jets are a clown car. Brick Johnson, a guy, we rip Art Rooney II a lot here. You have very famously said things about Art Rooney II. I have said things about Art Rooney II. He ain't turning over things to a kid named Brick to make decisions. So I think that matters to Rodgers. I do think that even though it sounds like the good vibes, fun time, happy thing, I do think there's a full commitment there. I'm going to go out on my terms. This is it. I think when you put those when you put those finish lines in the distance, it's easier to try and go get them, Don. Like, I think that matters. I do think he takes some pride in the idea that he would be able to go out. If he wins a playoff game for the Steelers this year and they go down in the divisional round, as long as they don't get beat like the Dolphins did in Marino's last game, like 63-7 or whatever it was, 62-7, he will be remembered a lot more fondly. That Jets year is going to get kind of tossed in the trash. Do people really remember well that Brett Favre played there and went 9-7? No, because he took the Vikings to the brink of the Super Bowl. They remember he was sending very inappropriate text picture messages to, Jen Sturger. They don't really remember the tenure there that was very mediocre because he went to another team, not even a glamour franchise, and had a better year. You go to the Steelers, you win one playoff game when they haven't won one since the 2016 season. I think you're changing some narratives about your late career.
Yeah, and I know he said at one point in the chat with McAfee and his gang that he didn't have anything to prove, and you know he could walk into the Hall of Fame with how his resume looks right now. There's
correct.
No doubt.
First ballot, four MVPs,
yeah,
done.
He would have done that without even going to New York if he wanted to. I mean, hell, even take away one of the late MVPs, he's walking right in. The
correct.
Guy's a multi-time MVP winner. I feel just it's human nature that he's got to have some sort of chip on his shoulder, though, to say, I'm going to show the Jets and I'm going to show the rest of the league, the people that think I was the reason things were so bad, people that think I'm the guy that was washed up and couldn't get anything done. It's just part of being a human. He has to think to himself, I could go to Pittsburgh, play well enough in Pittsburgh to make a little bit of noise in the playoffs. He doesn't even have to win the Super Bowl. We're so deprived of
they win a playoff
even
game
a playoff
with him.
Win. It's huge.
They win a playoff game with him. It is a net huge victory for him in the end.
Yeah, something easy. We haven't seen in the entire decade of the 2020s, almost an entire decade on the calendar. And I think he goes out very fondly into the sunset.
412-928-9370. I'm more optimistic about the Aaron Rodgers tenure just after hearing him today. Hearing him say this is it actually had me start, you know, the large gears in my brain started turning and started thinking about reasons that this actually might work. And as Robin North for Sales said in the YouTube comments, the big question we have to find out now about him is, does he actually have anything left? Better question. One that we can tackle a little bit more, I think, effectively when we actually see them put pads on. Greg is on 93.7 The Fan. What's up, Greg?
No, don't swallow the Kool-Aid, please. Aaron Rodgers was a jerk in Green Bay. He was a jerk in the Jets. He'll be a jerk here. So, please.
Was he really a jerk with the Packers?
Come on. His star of gazing observations. Give me a break.
Forget it. I'm talking about on the field. Like, I've had to do a bit of a half apology here, because all the teammates you hear about behind the scenes, except for Brett Favre, who himself was a jerk and remains one, and off the field is actually a bigger jerk than Rodgers because he has been in trouble in some lawsuits and such. All the other teammates basically say the guy was really a great teammate to be around. They liked being around him. Garrett Wilson with the Jets did not get along with him. Jordan Love, though, said that he did a very good job of kind of helping him walk into that Packers job ready to go, and that was the guy drafted to replace him. I've had to pull back the reins on killing the guy for every little thing he's said and done because his actual teammates seem to have a higher opinion of him than most of the people on the outside.
Well, okay, everything's hunky-dory now, but when things go sideways, he'll revert to being a jerk. That's number one. Number two, you still have Tomlin, who only expects mediocrity from people. That's why all the players love him.
Wait, he only expects mediocrity?
Well, hey, look at the guy's track record for the last decade. All you get is mediocrity.
Mediocrity, technically, if I'm going to bring out the old Merriam-Webster on you here, would be going like 7-10, 8-9 every year, and they literally never do that. They have famously, the standard is the standard. I think that the acceptance of suddenly we don't win playoff games and we would, you know, basically cut our own arm open and drip some blood into a glass for a playoff win, not a Super Bowl, is more of an Art Rooney construct that trickles down to the head coach. I don't think it necessarily emanates solely from him. This is a very simple take. I was more optimistic, or I am more optimistic this second right now about Aaron Rodgers' tenure here than I was when I woke up this morning because of things he said. What about you? 412-928-9370. Larry is on 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Mosey, how are you?
Good. I have to tell you for a second, Larry in Lawrenceville made me think that there was a very slight chance this was one of those Starkey calls where he called in as Glenn and Glenn Willard and pranked me. But I'm glad to hear that you're just a guy named Larry in Lawrenceville. What's up?
Yeah, I'm just a guy. Well, I really appreciated your soliloquy at the beginning because I have to honestly say that sometimes I get bummed listening to you and Pony about a lot of negativity, but I'm very happy that you kind of are thinking about coming across the line. But one of the stats that I just looked up, he has the best Rodgers has the best interception to touchdown ratio in the history of the NFL ever since it's ever been recorded. And, you know, that's what obviously Tomlin loves. And the guy's in a great mental spot. He still is obviously in great shape. He's ready to go. And I am very positive about the year. I think it could be great. I mean, it might not work out, but I think it was an intelligent move by the Steelers, and I think he's in a really good spot, and I think that it really might be a great year. Thanks.
This is where I have to, like, stop. I think it could be better than last year. I don't even know if better than last year equates to a playoff win, but what I guess to put a little more of a point on it, because I want to hear more from you guys at 412-928-9370, I think people went into this thinking it could be a true embarrassment, and it might be. I mean, it might really hit the skids here. I'd be surprised if it did, but it still has the chance of happening. I mean, we haven't even gotten to training camp yet. I'm basing this off of what a guy is saying on a you know, famous sports talk show to his buddy from Malibu when they're talking about his dog for half the time. I just came away from it going, hey, you know what? He actually sounds like a dude when you put together all these statements from teammates that he's actually a pretty cool guy to be around. And a lot of the stuff on the outside is just noise that doesn't reflect him as a teammate. And then you think about the fact that this is, by his own admission, his last go-round. Certain little pieces seem to be falling into place that make me feel like it could go a lot better than last.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Last year. PM team, Mulzy, glad to be back in the saddle. Pony on vacation now. got me, got Donnie football, feeling refreshed. A good vacation refreshes you, I think, and I do. I was ready. I was like, it was a fun vacation, enjoyed it, but on that last day, I think you know you've had a really good vacation when there's less than 12 hours left in the vacation. You're like, you know what? I'm ready to get back to a bit of a life of routine. Ready to get back to a place that's hotter than the surface of the sun. Get on the flight to come back. We're in Florida. We are at the Panhandle. So we were in like, we're halfway between like Destin and Panama City Beach. You get on the plane. Pilot always does, hey, how you doing? You know, it's going to be a great flight. We just flew down from Pittsburgh, flying back. This is our route. It was smooth, cool. It was. He goes, yeah, the temperature here in Pittsburgh right now, 92 degrees. It never got to 90 in Florida. I don't think it ever, hardly ever does in that part because there's too much Gulf breeze or whatever. It's always like 88 or 89. Maybe it does a little bit later in the summer. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's cool. Heat index of 103. Great to come back to. But am glad to be back and am very interested by what I heard from Aaron Rodgers today on Pat McAfee. Last year, he said, this is probably it. I think this is it. I think, what did he actually say? This is pretty pretty likely it, I think, was his actual.
Pretty sure this
pretty
is
sure,
it.
Pretty sure. But then everything he said after that made it seem like he's very sure that this is it. I don't know. I just think that, I think this is one of those deals where it's like the football equivalent of a summertime fling. Nobody involved wants it to go beyond the one season. There are no strings attached. There's way more upfront honesty. This is what I want. This is what you want. This is what we're going for here. This is what we're the goal here is. And I think they can all approach the situation now, he and the Steelers and Tomlin and Arthur Smith, in a much more honest way. I like that. I'm not saying it's going to lead to a Super Bowl. I'm not even saying it's going to lead to a playoff win. I do think it has a very good chance now to be better than the Russell Wilson, Justin Fields year. Last year was a mess. It was a mess because the head coach didn't trust the quarterback that got him to 4-2, and he might have been right to do so. It was a mess because once the other guy came in and got his sea legs under him, they trusted him until they didn't. He was angling for a new deal. They were trying to keep him reined in. This way, all that BS gets swept to the side, and they can actually just try to go out there as a franchise and as a quarterback and try to make something that works. That has me more optimistic than I usually am. Maybe I was just out in the sun too long. Rob is in Butler, and he's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's good, Rob?
Not much. First-time caller. Just wanted to say that guy that called in a couple picks ago, blasting Rodgers, is showing his ignorance there a little bit. One thing I would want to say is if any of these top-level quarterbacks are not going to be kind of control freaks, you're all wrong. Look at Big Ben even calling his own plays, picking his offensive coordinator. This guy's an MVP-type quarterback. Looking at this as a win-win situation, Rodgers walks in and wins games for us, win for us. He walks in and loses, win for us. We get a better draft pick. At the very least as well, you get Howard to get some experience under an MVP-type quarterback. So it's all a win-win situation there too. And say one more thing, and I'll get off the air here. But 5 wins for the Jets last year, 28 interceptions, 11 interceptions off a severe Achilles injury at 40 years old. Should tell everybody one thing. He wasn't 100%, still came in and won. I think that compared pretty favorably to Russell Wilson and
Fields. Well,
and Thor.
I'll let you go because I know you're trying to make the favorable comparison. But a lot of that was, I have to be honest about his time with the Jets last year. There were plenty of empty calorie yards and touchdowns there. There was a lot of that. And Russell Wilson's time in Denver that final year where guys like me, oh, look at his numbers. They weren't that bad. Maybe Sean Payton's the problem. Well, no, it was a lot more empty calories. Like, I'm not gonna go back in revisionist history and try to pretend that Rodgers was way better than the team around him. Also, for a first-time caller, very calm on the air, Donnie. No nerves right there. Nothing like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have caught on if that was...
No, he just kind of sounded like he calls all the
debut.
Time. Yeah. I was impressed.
Had a very interesting story yesterday when I took one of my calls.
Oh, what happened?
Guy that allegedly hit 9 home runs and 9 straight at bats, Malzy.
The Chris Mueller of baseball?
Yeah, and it
like,
came
what
before
level
you.
Of baseball?
So, I have to go back and listen to the whole story, but it was like a guy that played in some sort of summer league, maybe at the college level.
Okay. So he's not like doing coach pitch like T-ball. He's facing people who are throwing
maybe
pitches
like a Cape Cod type league of some sort, but it was not the Cape Cod League. In like 1980,
he's out there on Martha's Vineyard.
Was when this took place. 9 straight home runs.
We have like a bats. we have a verifiable one of those with Lloyd McClendon. I think he got pitched to 5 times in the Little League World Series and he hit 5 home runs and every other time he got walked. You can go look that up. Lloyd McClendon was a Cabale level menace in Little League baseball. Bigger than Cabale actually was. Not physically or literally, but like figuratively. Colin is on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Colin. Colin? Colin, you're calling. Is this... Who is calling from Dayton now? Now I'm going to do the... Are you in Dayton trying to call this show? Maybe his name's not Colin. I thought maybe the Dayton thing would work. We got a caller from Dayton, Ohio. That's unusual. Let's go to Alex on 93.7 The Fan talking Rodgers. If you're as bullish as I am, not bullish, if you're as surprisingly optimistic as I am about Rodgers after hearing what you heard today, what's up?
Okay. Well, you guys, this is a first-time caller. I have a lot of information. My brother used to be with the Pro Scout a long time ago. He's retired. We used to sit down and talk about the players and everything. He told me that to make a good team, you have to give them more time, because the differences between the college level and the pro level is much different, because the plays are much complicated in the college level. But I really think with what they're talking about, I think he's a good quarterback. He's very intelligent, and I really think the reason why Mike Tomlin brought him in, because he is a teacher. He can give him different outlook of the defenses and everything else, and I think he's going to help the young quarterbacks. I really think he's not going to play that much. I think Mason's going to play a lot this year, unless he doesn't get hurt. I really felt bad when they got
hold on,
rid of
hold
him.
On, Alex. I want to make sure I'm hearing something right. You believe that Aaron Rodgers was brought in by Mike Tomlin to mentor the quarterbacks, and that the Steelers and Tomlin's intention is for Mason Rudolph to be their starter?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we had 2 first-time callers in a 3-minute span there. One man, all business. Alex right there? One of the better calls I would imagine we'll get the rest of the week. I'm going to take this pen that I'm holding. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to burst that bubble. The Steelers brought in Aaron Rodgers. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud like it needs to be said. They brought in Aaron Rodgers to have him start. They did not bring in Aaron Rodgers to mentor Will Howard and to have Mason Rudolph start. Just quick thought. Of course, I wouldn't be coming back on the air after a week plus gone if I didn't bring on Johnny the Barber. It wouldn't be right to just keep a member, the leader of our lunatic fringe here on the PM team waiting on the sidelines. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, gentlemen. And I wanted to give a shout out to fellow lunatics on the YouTube
They loved you. They
saw
you check in at 2:00 and it was like you punched a clock for work and people were high-fiving you. I watched it happen in real time.
Oh, you got some wild characters on there, man. Oh, yeah. It's like the Wild West.
I'm aware.
It's not for the faint at heart.
Don't bring anything up that they've been talking about today. They took me being at the beach and went completely Animal House on me. They all went completely rogue.
Jordy and sports, and of course,
you know. Jordy and sports.
Those guys rock on there. But I wanted to say I'm actually sad for this to be Aaron Rodgers' last stop. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he'll do well, but I don't want the last memory of Aaron Rodgers in the NFL getting blindsided when Broderick Jones drops his technique and, you know, someone like Myles Garrett just blindsides him and, you know, blows both his knees out, maybe concusses him. I really think that, our excitement needs to be curbed slightly just because Broderick Jones is that factor that'll get this guy killed.
I mean, and if they had a guy like Paris Johnson maybe playing over there, how would it be going?
They could run one more pass. They could run all the pass plays because with Broderick Jones, it's going to be roll out left. Roll out right.
Johnny,
run.
Anything else you'd like to leave us with after that assault on Broderick Jones?
Ohio.
What happens if me and the barber become at odds because of this?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.